Yeah, I'm good. I've got a good show today, haven't you? I love Erasure.
We've got lots on, yes. Well, actually, Andy Bell was here on his own just before Christmas, but Vince is joining him today, and they're going to play Edinburgh fairly soon, as I believe you are, too.
Yes, I'm playing the Liquid Room on the 25th of April.
Right. OK, we'll come back to that in a couple of seconds. Now, normally, we do heaps of research for all the lovely guests we have in.
I have to say that today,
although we have, we didn't really need to, because we've had so many questions for you that have been sent in by various people. And I'm guessing that the news of your appearance has appeared perhaps on your website, because we've had responses and questions from all over the world, literally.
Yeah, we try to keep all the fans updated on the website, melaniec.net, for anybody interested. So, so they usually know my whereabouts.
Okay, shall we just rattle through a few of these? And we're going absolutely international on this. We're covering all the continents, I think. Tamir is in Israel. He says, wants to say he loves the new video. The new material is promising, he says. Which is being damned by fate, Chris.
I know Tamir quite well. He's quite an opinionated fan.
Right.
But he's lovely. He's very supportive, and I appreciate his support.
And he wants to know if you still get nervous before performances and appearances on TV and radio. Or you weren't nervous today?
No, absolutely. I get incredibly nervous all the time. I did my first TV on Saturday. It was a live TV. And I kind of got myself in a bit of a tiz, really, because I started putting all this pressure on. You know, it's a big show. Everybody's watching.
Especially when it's live as well.
It's really important. And so I think sometimes nerves can get the better of me sometimes, because you can hear it, because vocally it just comes out in your voice. So hopefully, as you know, my little promotion goes on and I get back into the swing of things, I won't be so nervous.
Okay. Another question from Israel, from Tom this time. Do you know him as well?
No? I don't know Tom from Israel.
He did meet you in Cardiff last year.
Oh, sure, you remember him.
Yes, Tom,
I know your face.
He was, a couple of questions actually, which we'll roll together. Did the freedom of being independent make you more fulfilled as an artist? And what do you want to achieve with the new album and the new single, which we're going to play fairly soon, by the way?
Well, you know, I think already, personally, I'm very happy. I feel like I've achieved what I wanted to achieve by making a great record. Yeah, I'm really happy with the songs and the way everything's turned out. The freedom I had, you know, being my own label, I found that that's helped right from, you know, the first day I stepped into the studio to start writing. It helped with the creative process and everything, really. So it's all good.
And Tom also says you're looking absolutely gorgeous these days.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
Which we're happy to confirm, aren't we?
Well, what is the secret? Because you're looking really... I'm not saying you weren't healthy, but you do look... But of course, you did have an injury in the game, so you wouldn't be able to probably, obviously, exercise.
Uh-huh.
That must have been difficult.
Yeah, I think... Really, it's just about being good to yourself. I think because I'm really happy at the moment. You know, I'm so excited about the record, and I'm a bit of a health freak. I like my, you know, eating healthily and exercising quite a lot. So, you know, just doing all the right things.
Well, I know you're very pushed for time. You've got a lot of people to speak to today. Would you mind if we just played the new single and then pop back very quickly just for another quick chat?
Yeah,
is that okay?
You go for it.
I can see watches being looked at next door. Is that all right? Oh. We've got another couple of minutes. It's 2:19. This will be the new record from Melsey. It's 15:48, 4:02, and it's 22 minutes past 2. That's Melanie C. The new single is called Next Best Superstar, and that is out on the 4th of April. The album is called Beautiful Intentions, and that comes out 1 week later. Is that all correct? Now, these things tend to change, don't they?
All correct. Not when it's your own label, funnily enough.
Now, we, as I said, we've had heaps and heaps of questions from people all over the world listening to us at 4:02.com. A question here from Dennis that I just want to touch on, really. We heard that new single there. It's quite a rocky sound, isn't it? And that's really what he was building up to, the suggestion you've gone for a rockier sound, a more independent sound, if you like, with it.
Yeah, I think, you know, over the years, I've done a lot of tours. This is my third album now, and really, before I started this album, I sat down and I was really thinking about what I wanted to achieve with this record, and I've always felt most comfortable on stage doing rock stuff, and I think that kind of suits my voice very well as well. So it was just fun to kind of go totally in that direction, rather than still experiment with lots of different styles, which I've done in the past.
Right.
Also, there was a question. A few leaks from your new album were put on your official message board last week. How does that make you feel? And that's from Joel.
Well, it's something that's inevitable, really, but it was very upsetting, especially now, you know, we're an independent, we can't afford things, leaks like that to happen, so I was quite upset about that, but, you know, luckily, a lot of the fans on the site have been very supportive, and they've not gone and got it, downloaded it from the net, so it's nice to have that support, but, you know, it is a shame. But yeah. What can you do?
Must be a little bit flattering that people are that keen to hear what you're doing before it's officially
released. Yeah, it's flattering,
released.
But personally, I think the people who actually put it on are doing it, you know, they're not doing it to do you any favours,
sure,
really.
Sure, indeed. Paul O'Rourke has emailed us. He's asking, we're talking about the slightly rockier sound of that new single. How important the band are to you? Are they just session musicians, or are they good friends of yours?
Not
or
at all.
A solid unit?
Yeah, absolutely. I love my band at the moment. It's funny, over the years I've had certain members come and go, and I'm working now with musicians that I've worked with for a long time, and it's a really great bunch. We have a good laugh, and we spend so much time on the road together. I think we really need to get on with people. So the upcoming tour is going to be really good fun.
Okay, just talk us through the dates once again. Then we've got the 4th of April, when that single we just played is coming out. The 11th of April is when the album Beautiful Intentions will be out. Gigs, when will we see you live in the
playing Edinburgh on the 25th of April at the Liquid Room. And, got a few other Scottish gigs, but you only want to know.
Well, about Glasgow? Are you doing
We're doing Glasgow on the 26th, we're playing King Tut's, and up there in Aberdeen on the 23rd, playing the Lemon Tree.
I think if we've had emails from Canada and Israel, the least we can do is mention the Glasgow gigs.
That's quite true, I should give you my help. Yeah, I mean, I am hoping to, you know, to do an international tour this year, and that's looking, you know, like a good...
So we have got one email from Ray Kay. He says, will you be touring the US with your new album?
I certainly hope so. I really do. At the moment, I'm dedicating most of my time to Europe, Southeast Asia, and, Scandinavia. And then, you know, America and South America will be next on the cards.
Well, we like the single very much indeed, and the album, from what we've heard, four tracks on this sampler that's been given to us is tremendous as well. Mel C, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Actually,
thank
Mel
you.
C or Melanie C? Which would
well,
you really
I prefer?
Prefer
Melanie C. I don't mind being called Mel, but I don't like Mel C. I don't know why. One of those things. I think because tabloids often call you Mel C, and it's just...
Yes.
And that's sort of all in the past now, isn't it? Kind of Mel C, Mel B, all the rest of the Spice Girls.
Melanie C.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us today. You can get the single on the 4th of April. The album's out on the 11th. It's 2:26. It's 4:02.